From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for today's bombing in Pakistan that killed 7 people, 3 of them members of the U.S. military, helping to train Pakistani security forces. It happened near the Afghan border when a Pakistani army convoy hit a roadside bomb. The BBC's Mark Dummett has more.
According to the spokesman of the Pakistan Army, the 3 American military personnel killed in this blast were trainers. Major General Attar Abbas told the BBC that they were attached to the Frontier Corps, the paramilitary force responsible for security across northwest Pakistan. 2 others were injured by the roadside bomb, which struck as their vehicle passed a girls' school. Dozens of pupils were injured and several were killed.
The BBC's Mark Dummett reporting. There's been another deadly attack on Shiite pilgrims in Iraq. At least 20 people were killed, more than 100 wounded, when a bomb went off in the holy city of Karbala. Officials say the bomb was attached to a parked minibus, despite tight security for the large religious procession. It's the 3rd attack this week on Shiite pilgrims making their way to Karbala. A federal appeals court says a 22-year sentence is too lenient for the man dubbed the LAX Millennium Bomber. Ahmed Rassam's case will be reassigned to a new judge for resentencing. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The 9th Circuit Court of Appeals found that Rassam's sentence was so lenient that it constituted procedural error. The divided 3-judge panel also found that the sentencing judge failed to consider the national security consequences of releasing Rassam after only 22 years, when he would be just 53 years old. In late December 1999, Rassam boarded a ferry in Canada and attempted to smuggle explosives into the United States with the intent of detonating them at the Los Angeles airport. After his arrest in Washington State, he was convicted on terrorism and conspiracy charges. Federal sentencing guidelines called for 65 years to life in prison, but the sentencing judge opted for a much more lenient sentence, citing Rassam's initial cooperation with government investigators, which, according to the judge, likely saved innocent lives. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
More bonuses reportedly are being paid to employees at American International Group. Published reports say AIG is giving about $100 million in bonuses to employees at its financial products division. That's the division whose work helped lead to a $180 billion bailout by the federal government. The bonuses reportedly are being paid today. That's despite AIG having agreed to cut retention bonuses by $20 million. Stock prices are higher in Asia today following Wall Street's back-to-back gains. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong jumped nearly 2%. Japan's Nikkei also moved higher. Wall Street has seen consecutive triple-digit gains in the Dow Jones. This is NPR News from Washington. Toyota says it's hearing complaints about possible brake problems on its new Prius Hybrid, one of its models not involved in the recalls over gas pedals. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's looking at about 100 complaints involving brakes on the new Prius. 2 of the complaints involved crashes with injuries. The new model went on sale in the U.S. and Japan in May of last year. Japan's Transport Ministry is ordering Toyota to also investigate. Toyota insists it's found the right fix for the millions of recalled cars, trucks, and SUVs that might have those sticky gas pedals. But federal regulators think there could be an additional cause. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
Toyota says unintended acceleration is due to either floor mats or sticky pedals, but the government is taking, quote, a fresh look at electronic throttle systems. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is studying whether electromagnetic interference can cause throttles to suddenly accelerate. Some Toyota drivers say they've experienced runaway cars in which the gas pedal did not stick on a floor mat or stick mechanically. They blame the electronic throttle system itself. But Robert Waltz, Toyota's head of product quality, says the systems have passed all tests. Here's how he put it in a teleconference Monday.
We have never been able to get our systems to fail through any of the tests that are done on them.
That said, federal regulators say they want another look. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
Sudan's president could soon be indicted on charges of genocide in Darfur. Judges at the International Criminal Court today cleared the way for Omar al-Bashir to face prosecution. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.